Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on the air, and it's a crazy morning in the studio. We've been celebrating Memorial Day, and thanks to our friend Devlin Duke and the Cajun Cafe and Delta Crawfish. My wife showed up to eat crawfish this morning.
She did.
Good morning.
So how are you this morning?
Cool.
You brought more people than I thought. You didn't just bring Kai this morning.
I did.
She brought a circus.
It has been.
It's going to be a circus now that they're drinking Coke.
Yeah.
Thanks to you.
Uncle
you
Brandon.
They probably have never even had a Coke in their life.
Brandon got Cokes and ice cream for everyone.
Wait a minute. Hannah, come here. Get Hannah by the microphone. Hannah was on the radio on our sister station when she
Hannah?
Was just a little girl.
Hannah, have you ever had a Coke before?
Yes.
She's saying yes.
Yes.
Hey, how many? One? Three.
She's had three.
She's ten.
And she can count.
So, oh, Mom, geez. So your sister's kind of strict on this? Intake.
Mm, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I didn't even think about that. They said they wanted a drink, and we have drinks outside. Mm-hmm. So they just got a drink. Hey, Claire, will you come talk?
No.
Okay. No. Yeah. Hey, Kai, you want to come talk?
No.
We normally have to pry the microphone away from him.
Right.
But because his cousins won't talk, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to talk.
Claire is on her sunglasses.
Yeah. We can still see you. This isn't Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Remember the movie Big Daddy where Julian puts on the sunglasses?
Yeah, I do remember.
And nobody can see him?
Because we've seen it.
That's
it.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
That I've seen that
you
movie.
You made a reference, yeah.
Hey, Kai, come get close real quick, because Kai loves the movie Big Daddy. We've seen parts of it. Are you going to come to my side? Okay, come here. You can come over here. So, remember the movie Big Daddy where Julian puts on the glasses?
No.
And Big Daddy with Adam Sandler where the kid puts on the glasses and you can't see him?
No, I don't remember that either.
You remember a movie where a kid has to go to the bathroom on a wall?
Yes.
Of course he does.
Yeah, there's the part.
Was that your favorite part of the movie?
No.
That's it. What about when he ate all that food and got sick and threw up in the floor?
I mean, kinda.
Kinda. That's the movie Big Daddy. All right. Are you happy your cousins are here?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Did you eat crawfish for the first time?
I never ate crawfish, but yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah.
It was good, right?
Yeah.
You want to do a crawfish boil this weekend?
I'm trying to think.
Well, yeah. We can have crawfish and swim.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
All right. So the girls, your cousins, won't eat crawfish.
They hate it.
Well, they haven't even tried it. They're scared of it.
I never understood that.
Well, why don't you tell them why they should eat it?
Well, it's really good, and it's really spicy.
It's a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
Hey, girls, can I convince you to eat crawfish real quick before you leave? Not going to happen.
$15 right toy now. From Target.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
They're turning down toys.
I know.
That's crazy.
I'll take a toy.
Okay, what about a $20 bill?
Oh.
You ever had one of those?
I'll take one of those. I've never seen one either.
That's crazy. They want, what's that? He's putting crawfish in their face. All right, so we're going to finish up the podcast. Hey, Will's in here.
Woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Will the Thrill. It's Will I Ain't, or his newest name, which we have just now coined. Are you guys ready for me to go ahead and,
we are.
And do the most important thing that we're going to do
song.
On the radio? Ladies and gentlemen, Will the Thrill, or we could call him Somebody Else Will.
Somebody else will find out. Walk up and ask your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down, the day you look could kill.
Somebody else will.
Hey, Will, join us up in here. What's Will's up, like Will? Our regular podcast guest. Have you noticed that?
He's our regular.
I've been volunteered, huh?
Hey, first of all, did I hear you had drama this morning?
Yes, a little.
What happened?
Okay, so normally, garbage day Friday, I put the card out right before I leave for work.
Right.
Well, about 10 to 8, I hear rumbling down the street, and it's the garbage truck running a few minutes earlier than normal.
Oh, so you're in a hurry now.
So I take my one bag out to the cart
to
get it out to the curb. Well, they've already made the little circle.
Oh, gosh.
And then I look back and, oops, I forgot to close the door behind me. And panic sets in thinking, uh-oh, somebody got out.
Oh, my gosh. Your wife.
No.
Oh, it's
she's
not
still in Conway.
Oh, never mind. Well, she's been locked up for a while.
Oh, that's awful.
Did your cat get out?
Believe it or not, she didn't.
Oh, wow.
About 10 minutes later, I'm making about my fourth run back in the house, and I thought I'd looked everywhere where she usually hides. Well, obviously, she found a new spot because when I came back in like the fourth time, she was sitting there in the living room floor. So,
Oh, no way. So you feel much better now?
Yes.
All right. So, because like we invited you in early this morning to have some crawfish and stuff with us because you've never tried crawfish, but you've had crawfish at Touffet.
Yeah.
But you've never had raw crawfish.
That's
or
right.
not raw, but I mean...
Cooked. Yeah. Like cooked. In the shell.
It's still in the bug.
Yeah, the mud bug.
It's in the mud bug. All right, so who is going to help Will peel the crawfish?
Well, it's David because he's the expert.
He really is good at it.
Mm-hmm. Do you want some, Will? I can peel the meat try out
one,
everything.
Yeah.
At least one.
Did you try the gumbo too?
Yes.
The gumbo's good.
Yeah, very good.
Etouffee good?
Yes.
Do you like the boudin nuggets?
Yeah, the boudin nuggets.
Oh,
did
okay.
you try one of those?
I did not get one of those.
Have
yet.
You ever had boudin?
Oh, we have one
yes,
left.
I've had boudin. Before.
Okay, so basically it's what? Chicken, sausage, rice.
Yeah, it's all it's
and liver.
Made into a sausage. Yeah.
But then they fry it.
Yeah.
Some folks
give him a bite of this.
Fried, grilled.
Here. You see that? That's the boudin.
Wow. You can touch it, David. He's not going to be.
I don't like touching other people's food.
Well, Scott gave me a piece of that kielbasa, and he ripped it like he had it all in the middle of his hands. Did you notice that?
He had a handful.
It wasn't even like fingers. He had like laying in his palm.
Like he's done that before.
Yeah, but then he made me eat
it's
it.
It's almost like when you're holding a drink, you know, and you have your whole hand around it. That's how he had that sausage. He was twisting it.
Hey,
it was wrapped. Yeah.
Oh, it was a big piece of meat.
Yeah, it's a big, thick piece of meat.
There's still one over there.
Yeah, hey, you can try that too.
Okay.
What do you want to try first?
No, we'll try the.
That's a boudin nugget.
The boudin nugget.
To me, that was one of the best things they brought.
You like it?
It was good in dipping in the sauce.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you want some of the sauce?
I've got some
not
sauce.
Not bad. Thank you.
This is the, what'd you call it, Kelly? The Lady Marmalade sauce?
Yeah
it looks like a Remoulade. Yeah. Like a Remoulade.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had some of that before.
Okay, so Will's about to eat some of that. He's going to try the new sauce on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Not bad.
You like that?
Not bad.
All right. So go ahead, and what else do we want to give him?
The
sausage. Give him a piece of the sausage.
Here, let me get some meat. This is breakfast this morning, too, by the way.
It is.
I had a cup of coffee earlier.
You want some of this?
No, you're not drinking coffee with this, right?
Well, that's what I got with me right
now. Oh, well, that's not probably the best.
Go, well, I mean, so far so good.
This is a song about the sauce he's eating. Check it out. Sing it, Kelly.
I don't know this song.
Is that the Patti LaBelle version?
No, this is the Christina Aguilera version.
No, the original is still the ball. This is closer.
All right, try it. He's got that meat in his mouth. There you go. That's good sausage,
like
too.
Very good.
All right. So now we have the crawfish, which is David has in his hand. Look at Will's hands are full. All right, here, show Kelly that you're... We'll take a picture and put this on social media, too.
No, we're not.
What are you doing, then? Are you just getting videos?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just taking pictures.
All right. You just randomly take pictures you're not going to use on social media.
For my memories.
But you never know. It might come. Some inspiration might come to
that's
you.
Right. Thank you for the memories, Kelly.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so here I am with the crawfish in my hand. Have you ever peeled a crawfish before?
For the memories.
Like so basically, you just kind of like.
Yeah, I think I've seen it done.
Yeah, you like twist it. Boom. Twist it. There's the meat.
Twist the tail.
Yeah, you twist the tail.
Pull out the meat.
I'm gonna peel this first layer off right here.
You didn't suck the head part. That's where this. Go ahead. God, that's the best part right there. That really is.
God.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
Or maybe not.
God.
That's where the flavor is. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Jeez.
You must have got some spice in there or something.
I did.
Or it went down the wrong way.
Was it spice or a tentacle?
That was spice. Right. That's hot. Okay. It's not that hot.
Oh, my God. Well, you're not making it. Like, he's going to be scared to suck the head.
Okay. Just try this. It's very good.
All right, that's just a little piece of meat. Now, you basically had that piece of the meat before.
Right.
In the crawfish etouffee.
Right.
Go ahead.
So let's try it. What do you think?
It's good, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like shrimp in a way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Now, let's see if Will can tear into it himself. And why don't you have one, and he has one in his hand, so you both kind of work through it. Because there is a technique to it, which Devlin taught us this morning when Devlin Duke was in here.
It's like a twist.
It's a twist.
Yeah, twist and pull.
You think you got it?
Well, I've seen folks do it on TV before.
All right, go grab you one. Go grab you a big old one.
A small one.
For the most part.
Small anyway.
Yeah.
There we go.
For the most part, okay. How big is that piece right there?
Oh, it's about average.
That's about average size.
Of course, I've already taken a bite off.
Yeah, you can eat that piece. No, go ahead and eat that.
Eat it,
no, man, you can have all the food you want. Will can eat more food than any human being I've ever seen and stay small. How much do you weigh? 120?
Last time I weighed, when we weigh Bella, I weigh her first with me, and then I weigh myself. I think it was like 154.
Are you wearing clothes when you do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
It's a little personal.
Oh, gosh.
Well, do you weigh naked or do you weigh with clothes on?
Well, I want to weigh as least amount as I can.
Right, so you take your clothes on.
All right.
David, put the scale up. That is so awkward.
Sorry.
Why did you... He busts out the scale when he hears that she takes her clothes off to weigh.
I wonder Joey didn't come in here and beat the crap out of everybody.
I know. I know, right? Seriously. Thank you, Will.
He could take out the whole station.
I know.
Wait, stop saying that. He does say so.
Okay, so Will,
if Joey were in here, he would say the same stuff. That's what's awesome about Joe.
Okay, are you ready to try and peel this?
Hey, will you pass me another water?
I don't have any more water in
There's
here.
Another water over there?
Yeah, okay, there might be water.
Was my wife mad that I had so much water this morning?
Yeah, she was a little bit frustrated.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
Why was she frustrated about that?
I don't know, but it was funny.
Okay, so
she gave me a look and I felt like I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like I was a little
even
kid.
Even though you're the oldest one in the room. All right, so here we go.
Play something country.
Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of get it like this. So bring the thumb underneath like that.
He's making that vulgar looking.
And then twist and pull. So you got the meat. You got the yep. You did it right. You did it right. You can suck the head if you like.
No, you have to suck the head. Do it. That's where the seasoning is.
It's the juices.
Just put it back.
It's a real thing.
Really, promise.
Just kind of like
they're not messing with you. Yeah, I'm being serious.
I'll do it too.
It's a real thing.
Pass me one. I'll do it.
It's something about the seasonings.
Isn't the seasoning good?
Not too bad. A little
spicy, though.
Not that one. Not too terribly spicy. I could feel feel the spices.
Yeah.
The grittiness of it.
Yeah.
I'm not too bad.
You remind me of Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Like he has the
except I don't have the hair.
Yes. So far, highly recommending the food at the Cajun Cafe Delta Crawfish. All right, so is there much? There's really not much left, though. We ate a ton of food.
I mean, that literally might have been it.
All right, thanks for coming in, Will.
That was good.
Thank you.
Love to Will who comes in. Hopefully the cat's okay. When's your wife come back?
They are coming back sometime this afternoon. And hopefully, if the weather holds out, we're at AutoZone Park tomorrow night for the Redbirds.
I was going to ask y'all what y'all were doing this weekend.
Yeah, we've got the tickets already ordered. Hopefully, the rain will hold out. They've got fireworks tomorrow night and Sunday night as well.
That'll be fun.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
And an afternoon...
I've never been to a game out there.
It's fantastic.
Oh, the park's nice.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
You know, if I'm in trouble for drinking water at work, I'm going to go ahead and keep drinking water at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if you're in trouble anyway.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not just dig that hole a little bit deeper?
One more water's not going to make any difference. I'm going to be in the same amount of trouble no matter how much water I drink.
Yeah.
Exactly. So your wife is still going to get on to you when you get home, and you're going to be in a lot of trouble, and she gave you a serious look.
What was the look? Could you guys kind of tell me
what
the look
was? A little bit of a nostril flare.
But what was it? Why does she care?
The glare, I think it was.
Because it's not even 10 o'clock yet.
At the time, this is being recorded.
Okay.
I didn't even do that when I was in college.
Let me just say, though, y'all are making me feel terrible. We wake up at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
It's basically 5 o'clock for us.
Exactly. And
PM,
all of us.
PM.
And all of us. It wasn't just me.
What?
That drank the water.
Yeah, but you took the rest of mine.
I had a sip of water.
Yeah, I had a little bit of water.
Will, would you drink water with me?
Give me some water.
I don't think Will's going to drink any water.
You don't think he's going to do that?
Mm-mm.
Hey, I got a buddy of mine who keeps texting me pictures while he's on the beach, and I hate him.
What beach is it?
It's Austin Lane, isn't it?
You want to call him? Because it's obnoxious. Let's see if
we I've been on. Seeing him post him on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, it's like he thinks he's got to document every minute of his life.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's over the top. It's like he's making a book.
Now you know how we feel.
About?
Y'all stop it. You can keep eating, Will.
Hello?
Hey, you suck.
Are you enjoying the weather there?
Hey, our weather's really pretty, and we're eating a ton of Cajun food in the studio this morning.
Yep.
Ton of Cajun food?
Yeah, dude,
that sounds good.
Yeah, we have crawfish, we have frog legs, we have etouffee, we have gumbo, we have
sausage,
boudin.
What is etouffee?
It's basically like a rice and a roux, and it has the crawfish in it. It's really good. It's kind of like gumbo, a little bit lighter. It's a lighter
etouffee.
Roux. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to try
you sound
it sometime.
Very proper.
I am very proper, but I'm also very aggravated at you.
Well, why are you aggravated at me?
Because you continually are posting photos of you on the beach. And even Kelly was like...
And we're sitting in this small room,
yeah,
not getting to go outside.
Yeah, but at least y'all have David.
Are you in the bathroom?
That's right.
Yeah, are you in the bathroom?
I'm outside looking at palm trees and the sun shining.
That's not even right.
Yeah, I mean, there's women in bikinis everywhere.
I mean, I have no interest in that.
Of course, Brandon has no interest in that.
I mean, not at all. It's disgusting.
Now, if you send those pictures, I'd be okay.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Austin, you're gross. No, so how's the family enjoying the vacation?
Oh, they're loving it. It's been amazing. The weather has been great. It's not been too hot. It's not been cold at all. The weather has been awesome.
You know, it's funny. I didn't even realize there was a nude beach down there.
Oh, yeah.
The pictures are a little bit much.
Well, it's still a good thing I didn't have a zoom on the camera.
Is it still true that you have the anatomy of a female?
Oh, man, he's going after him.
Is it still true you have a flat crush on Austin Lane?
Is it still true that your wife was trying to swat at mosquitoes, but that wasn't a mosquito?
I told you that in confidence, but you wouldn't tell any of it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. So, have you guys been out in the ocean?
Oh, yes.
All right. Do you float?
Yeah. Do I float? Yeah. I float a little bit.
Does your wife
float
in the ocean?
Down here. Oh, she's got built-in floaties, so yeah, she floats.
That's what we love about the podcast. You can say whatever you want on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
When do you guys come home?
We're leaving out tomorrow.
All right. You going to be sad?
Yes, very.
I can tell you the day that we left Florida, when we went down to Panama City Beach, it was so depressing.
It's the longest trip home ever.
It is. Hey, Kelly was just now in Orlando last weekend. Her husband surprised her for her birthday.
Yeah, I heard about that. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a really quick, like 48-hour trip, but it was awesome.
Yeah, it's a long drive to Orlando. We usually don't fly, but I sent my happy birthday to my favorite radio DJ, that's for sure.
Yeah, he did. Thank you.
I forgot about that.
So you're still agitated, aren't you?
Hey, we should say thank you to him. He was one of the first people to jump on the whole podcast deal because, you know, where he works, sometimes, he wants to listen to podcasts and different stuff like that. Uh-huh. And he enjoys the podcast and the after show. So
good deal. Thanks, Austin.
Absolutely. I listen every single day.
So
that's awesome, man. Thank you.
So what do you think of the after show?
I even try to spread the word. I love the after show. I like the after show better than the regular show, actually.
Is it because of moments like this?
Moments like this, and then I know I only got about 10 minutes left to have to listen to y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
We don't even like you. Hey, go out in the ocean without your wife.
Go out there when the red flag's up.
Yeah, right. Hey, could you go see if you can find sharks for us today? Has anybody talked about sharks?
I'll get to look for jaws out there.
Oh, my goodness. Has anybody talked to you about sharks, though?
No, not about sharks. We went and looked down the pier, just within walking distance from where we're at. And we went to the pier and got to see dolphins and a manta ray.
Dude, that's awesome. Kelly loves those animals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to swim with the dolphins, so when I saw her picture of her with the dolphins, I was extremely jealous.
Yeah, it's cool.
Is it still true that when you went down there to the beach that you got crabs?
No, I had crabs before I went to the beach.
Okay. Oh,
nice.
Great to know.
Hey, man, enjoy the trip, okay?
I will, bud. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. See ya. And you guys enjoy your little cubicle there.
Thanks.
And I'll enjoy this beach.
Thank you.
It's the human highlight reel, Austin Lane, live from Florida. We'll see you, man.
All right, see you, bud.
All right, so yeah, I still hate him. It's awful to see people on the beach. Yeah. Like when I saw your pictures, I was so happy for your birthday and so happy that your husband surprised you, but so jealous.
But just know it was only a 2-day trip and you have a vacation coming up at some point this year. When? And I don't know. You just haven't planned it yet. You're giving him some news. You just haven't planned it yet.
You don't have a vacation. You're not going to take another vacation?
I mean, we don't have anything planned right now.
I'll take you with us.
Oh, okay. I'll be Kai's babysitter.
That's what I was going to say. We need a babysitter so me and Leslie can go out.
You get stuck in a hotel room the rest of the whole trip.
That's fine. Me and Kai will have fun. We'll tear stuff up.
Where do you go to the beach when you go to the beach, Will?
Well, let's see. Well, the last beach I guess I was on was...
Cricket Forest.
Last year, when on our last cruise that we went on, we were in Progreso, Mexico. Oh, that matter of fact, that's where I turned 50.
Dude, that's awesome.
I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you were posting videos on the cruise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember all that, yeah.
I've never done a cruise. Would you recommend one?
Oh, absolutely. And they have things for all age, and they Carnival, I know, has Club Carnival, different levels for kids, and Kai would have a ball.
Oh, my gosh, he would.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck in the
Leslie,
casino.
Like, I've never, I don't know, something about, it's always kind of freaked me out a little bit, but I know David was saying he'd love to do a cruise at some point, too, but he was talking about Tom.
Oh, get out of here. No, we're done with this podcast today.
That is such a dumb joke. Even Will's like, man, come on now. Come on.
But my spirit animal, Kelly, over there.
Kelly just has her head in her hands.
All right, no more water.
Yeah, you need to quit drinking.
Water.
Water. Yeah, water. I need to clarify. Quit drinking so much. Water.
Right. Hope you guys have a awesome Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be back on the air on Monday. The full show on Tuesday. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, Will, cheers to you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
All right, see y'all later.